This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come, we're going to expose the David Blaine stunt that's going on tonight. The street magician, you've likely probably seen his specials on television or heard of the variety of wild and crazy things that he's done over the years. Now he's submerging himself in a essentially a large fishbowl for a human, and then he's going to hold his breath for a record amount of time, allegedly, and we will expose exactly what it is that he is doing to achieve that.
David Blaine exposed.
That's right.
On Free Talk Live.
That's right. All of that. Plus, let's see, a cardinal is urging people to take legal action against a movie. Texas owes people money but will not pay out. And, of course, your calls about whatever you bring up. Why don't we start with Texas, and we'll go to the cardinal, the guy that's encouraging people to sue over a movie.
The cardinal, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I don't have that one. I have the Texas one, clearly.
All right, so let's go to the Texas.
So we'll do your story.
I stall for time while you pull up the article.
We'll do your story.
You didn't tell me that already.
And then my story. Actually, he did before we came on this segment.
That's right.
The state has knowingly stiffed creditors, and those owed large court judgments for the past 4 years, refusing to pay bills that legislators fully acknowledge are legitimate.
Uh-oh.
This is out of the Dallas Dallas Daily News.
Oh, yeah, we owe this money, but we're not going to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there in their trailer with their wife beaters saying that, you know, you can't come get my money. I know I owe it, but mm-mm. No.
Except they're not in trailers. They're in big, posh, expensive bureaucrat
trailers.
Offices.
They're just big bureaucrat trailers. These people are nothing but white trash bureaucrats.
They are trash, for sure.
Well, this is the
trash.
The lowest of the lows.
These are state officials, and they owe $13.2 million in unpaid bills. And,
that's chump change for any state. I mean, especially for Texas. $13 million would be a lot for a little state with under a million population, but Texas? You're telling me you don't have $13 million to pay out the people that you owe money to?
As of last month, the creditors list had reached 925 claims. And the amount is growing as more and more claims come in and court judgments gather interest. It says right here, Representative Jim Pitt says, we've chosen not to pay. He leads the House's budget writing committee.
It's nice to be able to make that choice, huh?
Yeah.
Having armed thugs on your side really makes things a lot easier in life.
And you know, the really cool thing is you can't do anything to them.
That's right.
Some of these people have been owed since the mid-90s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Up until 2001, the legislature routinely created a catch-all spending measure called the Miscellaneous Claims Bill. Claims deemed legitimate were more than $25,000 or more than 4 years old. Sometimes the amounts were owed were lost receipts or discovered belatedly through audits. They were listed on the bill. In addition, any final court judgments against the state that exceeded $250,000, usually involving discrimination or harassment suits filed by state employees, had to be approved specifically by the legislator through the claims bill. So it's one of those things. The priority has been to balance our budget, and then it was education. So we have priorities all along the line. So it just hasn't really been a high priority. Paying these claims.
Claims backed up by judges' decisions.
Right.
I mean, these are officially sanctioned debts.
Well, if we owed them, you or I, our butts would be in jail or something.
Right.
I mean, something terrible would happen to us for not paying.
I mean, when you owe people money in real life, in the real world, your reputation suffers if you don't pay back on time. So, I mean, there's reasons why you want to go ahead and pay back the money that you owe, especially if you're under a contract. I mean, if you loan a friend a few bucks and he doesn't pay you back, well, I mean, that's one thing. But when you're under an agreement to pay someone back within a certain period of time, it's your name that's on the line. I mean, it's your credibility that's on the line. And if you don't pay it back, then you're screwed. In this case, they can just sit here and just, well, we'll get it to you someday.
Well, people can't really choose to put another government in place.
Right.
I suppose they could vote everybody out over this miscellaneous claims
bill thing.
Who's going
to do that, though?
But who would?
I mean, well, because only so many people are affected by it. Only a couple hundred people are affected by this malfeasance, and so therefore they might vote differently. But the rest of the the rest of Texans are going to be in the dark on this. I can't imagine this is making headlines all over the place over there.
Well, it is now.
Is it?
Well, the Dallas Morning News put a story. That's a headline.
Okay. But I don't think it, you know, a lot of stories just aren't followed as they should be.
Sure.
You know, they might report on this and break the story real big, but then it's just going to trickle away. No one's going to know about it anymore. No one's going to talk about it anymore. It's probably
just like we won't talk about it tomorrow.
Exactly.
I mean, it'll just be...
We won't talk about it until we see something else about it, and whether or not we see something else about it is a whole other question.
You know, and that's not really the point of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live isn't to expose state organizations for their bad measures. It's just to show a consistent pattern of abuse of authority.
Of screwing people.
And that's what they do. They show a consistent pattern. Government is inefficient. These people are unqualified to do their jobs.
Unfortunately, on the other side of that consistent pattern is a consistent pattern of individuals who don't do anything about it. You know, there's example after example. I mean, we reported on Saturday a story out of Vegas about just widespread corruption amongst the county officials there. There's all kinds of, you know, we got the story earlier tonight about the cops killing a young man, a 14-year-old boy, and it's just example after example of people in government doing the wrong thing. But yet, we keep going back and voting for Democrats and Republicans.
And see, the thing is, I mean, you went on with a pretty fairly lengthy list of things that have been covered on this show, and at the same time...
That was in the past 2 days.
That was in the past 2 days. Doesn't count not only the hundreds and thousands of other topics that we've covered on this show, but all of the things that we don't get to, you know?
Sure.
There's all kinds of stuff going on that you don't ever even see or hear about.
Yeah, well, I've always got extra prep that we just don't have time to touch on.
Absolutely. It's just ridiculous, and everyone is just rolling over.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, they are told that they have to work within the system and that, you know, if you don't like the laws in America, then you can change them. Well, all people know is that they can vote for Republicans and Democrats, and those guys aren't doing anything to change it.
Well,
anything.
And also, there's these... The Republicans and the Democrats have made it so difficult for a third party to get in. So, essentially, you have to... Either the third parties have to just overcome these insurmountable odds, or you have to somehow work your way through this already in-place structure
that is the Democrats
right, or the Republicans, and those
right,
people are in charge, and they have power to defend, and that power is useful. And the libertarian movement, unfortunately, is about taking power away from people who have it and mm-hmm, giving it back to the people who, well, were willing to give it away in the first place.
Yeah. It's something that, I think it's a change that can be made eventually, and I think that we're going towards it. How fast we're going to get there, I don't know. You know, I'm hoping that the pro-liberty movement in America reaches a point of critical mass at some point, where a certain percentage of the population becomes aware of us, and then that helps us spread faster than we ever could possibly spread before. And I see good trends. I see good libertarian trends in the media. I mean, we've had great movies like V for Vendetta this year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think upcoming is going to be... There's another one coming up. It's Ayn Rand's movie.
Yeah.
Ayn Rand.
The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged.
That one's in plan, so I mean, there's definitely some pro-liberty theme movies out there. That's good. John Stossel, Penn & Teller, Free Talk Live. I think there's more liberty in the media than there was 10 years ago.
Well, and it's clear that people want to consume that sort of thing. There's enough of a niche market out there that, for instance, Rush Limbaugh, 15 million listeners. 15 million listeners is not a majority by any stretch of the imagination of the voting public. Not even close. So you can get rich off of a niche.
Absolutely.
But, you know, they may or may not ever take over.
That rhymed and it was kind of cute.
Rich off a
niche?
Yeah.
Niche.
Well, I gotta scratch my itch.
1-800-259-9231.
You big fat.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. One man who is making a trip across the country to make a difference. We're going to check in with him in a moment. It's Rich from Utah.
Rich, man, witch.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind and 1-800-259-9231. Dial on up. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Listener editable, 100%. Well, except for the front page. Wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. We set it up. We turned it on. And you guys came in and created over 500 unique pages full of content. I'm sure that page count has gone up since I last checked on it. But, wow.
You know,
lots of info there.
There's the wiki show host fan club.
There is.
Yes. I'm winning.
And? You're winning.
I'm winning.
Fantastic.
Everybody
Torgo?
Likes me better than you.
You've been waiting for that recognition for a
I've
long time.
I've been waiting because, see, people were afraid to admit how much they love me.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I get angry and they think that I might hurt them. But, you know, I probably will. But that's okay.
I can't believe that you have more people in your fan club than I have in mine.
I absolutely do because you suck.
And it's really because he went and registered some fake accounts.
And I'm fantastic.
And it's just added himself five times to his fan club.
He has to have.
No, it's because I'm the best thing ever on radio.
Uh-huh. No, it actually might be legitimate. I believe it is. 800-259-9222.
That was, in fact, a legitimate statement. Absolutely.
You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can see info about the host. You can see info about the show, issues, guests, and all kinds of interesting stuff. You can add to it. You can edit it. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
I'm so sad.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rich on the road. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Rich.
You know, with that, with Rich on the road, there needs to be, like, theme music for that. It's Rich on the road.
Yes, have camera, will travel.
Indeed. You're a photographer, which is what that reference is all about. So
yes, I am.
You're, well, thank good. I'm sure he probably had forgotten what he did.
Well, I'm letting everyone else know what that means.
I know. What's up, Rich?
Well, I am, as we speak, on the road to the Free State. I will be in the Free State before midnight tonight. I am
wow.
So excited.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
And you know, interestingly enough, in the last segment, you were talking to someone who was talking about government money mismanagement.
Yeah, that was Manwich. We were talking to him about that.
And I was, you know, just, I've been thinking about that for the last 2 days, because as I was driving down the interstate freeway system, which, of course, is paid for by our tax dollars, I don't know what their exact budget is, but I know the federal
budget
it's
got to be phenomenal.
Interstate freeways is somewhere in the billions of dollars.
Oof. I don't think they have budgets for anything that aren't in the billions of dollars.
Yeah, and at the federal level?
That's true. But as I crossed the border into Iowa, Interstate 80 became a toll road.
Really?
80 is a toll road in Iowa now?
Interstate 80 is a toll road. Yes, you have to pay a toll.
Wow.
Gosh.
And
not enough money, huh?
Oh, I had enough money, luckily.
No, I mean, I guess the government.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's not enough for the government.
Was it? Do you know if it was a federal? I'm sorry, I was going to say, do you know if it's a federal toll or an Iowa toll?
I believe it's an Iowa toll because when you leave Iowa, when you enter Iowa, you get a little ticket. When you leave Iowa, you show the ticket at the toll booth and they charge you money. And when you cross the border into Illinois, you get a ticket from Illinois, and then when you leave on the other side of the state, they take money from you for using the road.
Illinois does it too?
Illinois does it, too.
Illinois has tolls all over the state.
Wow. I've never seen a toll on an interstate before.
Right now, I am driving on Interstate 90 in New York. I'm about 50 miles west of Albany. And Interstate 90 in New York is a toll road.
Gosh. That's sick stuff, man.
That's really disturbing. Now, I found myself when I got into Iowa and you know, see a toll booth on the interstate, which, of course, I've already paid for because I paid taxes for many, many years.
Correct.
You know, I've already paid for this road, and now they're making me pay for it again.
Unbelievable. Rich, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck getting into the state. All safe going through New York, because New York sucks.
Have a good evening, gentlemen.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Wow, I've never seen that before. I mean, there's tolls up on the Skyway Bridge here in the Tampa Bay area, but that's not an interstate, is it? I don't think it is. That's like a state road.
Which one is that?
The Skyway Bridge, those tolls?
Sure, that's an interstate.
That's an interstate?
275.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have seen tolls on interstate.
Yeah, it's an offshoot of Interstate 75, but it's still technically considered an interstate highway, even though it doesn't travel.
It was a toll road before it was an interstate.
To pay for the bridge, allegedly, I think.
Because it's a big bridge, and because they can put a toll there.
Right, absolutely.
They do whatever they want to. Yeah. Let's talk to Jipperly in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, I was just calling because I remember that you guys on Friday said that Canada only had 3% of the economic depression America had, cost-wise.
Right. We were talking about Mary Ruard. She was addressing the question of how it is that the Great Depression happened in the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's just that I find that kind of misleading because Canada also had the second largest economic collapse, second only to the U.S.
Hmm. Well, you know, it was obvious that it was kind of some bent statistics, but I think that she did make a point with it. Like, for one, there's the point that... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, just that the fact that it is the second largest economic collapse kind of states that even though we did have, according to what I've read, they have one bank service actually went out of business opposed to 9,000 of the Americans. I mean, that may be true, but the fact that we still had second largest collapse kind of trumps that.
Hmm. You know what? I don't have the information up in front of me. I'll see if I can dig up some more info on her claim and possibly back it up. But interesting claim. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Well, I felt like, you know, there was for one thing, there's a tenth of the population in Canada as mm-hmm. there is in America, and I thought, well, you know, that's kind of it's one of the ways that they're playing with statistics, but people have a tendency to play with statistics, and I couldn't falter for that. But
sure.
I you know, and the Depression affected everyone. The United States was the largest country where mm-hmm. a lot of places exported to, same as Canada. Most of its exports went here. I get where they would have some problems, and they probably wouldn't have had a problem if they had a more self-sustaining economy instead of shipping all kinds of things to America, but when you have a rich neighbor to the south that's buying everything you produce, why in the world wouldn't you do that?
Indeed, and we're having trouble, actually I'm having trouble getting on the self-gov website, self-gov.org. It looks like their website's entirely crashed at this point, but we will.
Well,
I mean, it's one claim versus another at this point, and so now we'll have to iron it out and see which one is more correct. Or maybe they're both correct. Maybe they're just, you know, both different spins
on
what
actually
happened.
They are absolutely different spins on what happened. And everyone, when you hear statistical claims, always listen to everything that's said and question everything.
Exactly. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Brett.
Well, I wanted to, Rich just called about the, toll roads in Iowa, and I wanted to confirm that, it's true. Not all of Interstate 80 is a toll road, but when, like some of it is, but the thing is, I'm not, you know, supporting, government, you know, more government taxation or anything, but the roads here are terrible. Absolutely, like,
really?
Ridiculously terrible. The problem is, they, you know, we have all these taxes on the roads, but it's like they're not using the budget properly. If they would use the tax efficiently in the first place, we wouldn't need these tolls.
But government doesn't have those mechanisms. It doesn't understand the marketplace, and it can't respond to market demands, and therefore it's always going to be inefficient. What's the toll cost, by the way? Do you know?
It depends on where you're at. It can be anywhere from 50 cents to $2.
Ugh. Thanks for the call, Brett. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something that you need to know about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, and you can get signed up totally free, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
So we were doing a little bit of digging here. We'll talk about the Cardinal encouraging people to sue a movie production company in a moment, but we dug around a little bit during the break on Gipperly's claim.
Mm-hmm.
And now his claim was that during the Great Depression in America, Canada had the second largest economic collapse. Is that correct? Is that what he said?
Right. Now that I don't know exactly. I can't say that I can't speak to that entirely, but I know that Germany's collapse was incredible.
When was that? Was that around the same time?
No, it was the Great Depression is not just the Great Depression in America. The Great Depression is worldwide.
Got it.
Otherwise Canada wouldn't have been sucked along with America.
Well, Canada was pretty tied into America, I mean, just by virtue of being our northern neighbor.
Right, and the greatest exporter.
I didn't think that it would go all the way over to Germany, but I suppose it makes sense.
Well, the world financial markets are the world financial markets.
Right.
The other thing is that don't you remember the stories of in Germany the mark inflation being so high that people would be taking wheelbarrows full of marks trying to buy groceries and things like that?
No, when I went to the movies, they didn't have newsreels at the beginning anymore.
I've heard stories
Germany
like that.
In turmoil.
I've heard stories like that, but I haven't heard specifically that it was Germany. I didn't realize that it was Germany.
So if it was the second, if Canada was second, then, well, heck, they were second behind Germany. They had a long way to fall at that point.
Maybe they weren't second behind Germany. Maybe he was, I think he was suggesting they were second behind the United States.
Now, Gipperly sent a email also on this, and he has a lot of claims in here, and it's awfully long. But one of the things that I think that it was, one of the main points that I felt like was also the case is that Canada has a tenth of the population. If they lost only 3% of the money that America lost in the, you know, bank collapse,
right,
at the beginning of the Great Depression.
The original claim that Mary Ruart made that we claimed on Saturday night was that American depositors between 1921 and 1929 lost an estimated $565 million, which was a lot of money back then. And then Canadian losses were less than 3% of that. So you're saying that ties into population.
Right, and that's not a claim really about anything to do with the Great Depression. It is the bank collapse was the kickoff of the Great Depression, but there was a lot of other things that went into the Great Depression. And I think that Mary Ruart was trying to explain that competing currencies are better than one state currency.
That's true. And she was pointing
to say
out
that Canada did not experience the Great Depression certainly would not be a true statement.
I don't think she ever made that claim.
But she didn't. That's not what's in there,
okay.
But it could sort of be interpreted that way. Do you understand that there's a little bit of twist in there?
She's saying that Canada...
That's all Gipperly was saying, is that there's a little wordplay going on here, fellas.
And she's saying, essentially, that Canada was better off than the United States because they had competing currencies issued by competing banks as opposed to having the centralized state currency that we had. And then, of course, afterwards, they went to a state centralized currency and they started losing value in their money, too. So just been a sad, sad loser of a story for all of the countries around the world that don't have backed currencies.
You know, he makes
He makes one claim here, and I wish I knew more about this, and I suppose that there's some listener out there that, knows more about it than I do. But, you know, there's been different levels to the backing of the currency. Basically, in 1913, we were taken to a fiat currency of some sort or another. And then, internationally, the dollar was backed and by gold or
I have a silver certificate that was printed in 1934 that, you know, says there's silver behind it. So,
but 1934 is after 1919 or 1913 when we went to a fiat currency. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's different levels of this fiat currency out there.
Yes.
I know in 1963, 4, something like that, there was also, that's when basically, money became entirely worthless. There was no metal behind it.
That's when they yanked the gold entirely, correct?
Right.
Was that when they confiscated gold?
No, I think that's when they allowed Americans to own gold at that point because there's no backing. But between 1913 and 1960, whatever, you couldn't actually own gold except for jewelry purposes.
Right. That's right. I think they confiscated gold in the 30s, but I'm not positive on that. There's a lot of information there.
You know that if they confiscated it, no one got their money's worth.
The results of all of this has been that we've all been screwed. Royally. Royally screwed by the people printing this money because they can just keep printing it and printing it and printing it. And we just take it. Like you were saying earlier, Torgo, we're just bending over and taking it. And it's all scam money, essentially.
Yeah, I think I said rolling over. Your visual was a little bit better, though.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the phones. Coffee in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich to control the airwaves. Hello, Coffee.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I went to a rally 2 days ago, and I wanted to talk to you about that.
Which kind of rally?
The Minutemen. I didn't go to their meeting, but just to preface the story, the Minutemen had a meeting in Chicago. It was at a church. They were invited by the pastor of the church. It got ugly. The pastor lost control, and I guess there was a lot of screaming, and one guy just wouldn't shut up, and so police came. There were no guns or knives or anything like that, but they arrested him for disorderly conduct. That was the only arrest that was made.
Wait. They arrested the pastor or the Minuteman guy?
I believe it was a gentleman in the audience who was yelling at the Minutemen.
I see.
I got this from the news today. And so in light of that, and that was just a few days ago, in light of that, 2 days ago, we had a meeting here, a Minuteman meeting here in my hometown, and the police had 2 weeks in order to prepare for this, and they brought out our city police, the county police, our parks police, and they had 3 state police squad cars. They had the bomb squad, they had the SWAT team, and they...
This was for what? What were the Minutemen doing?
This was for the Minutemen meeting. In other words, the Minutemen were the guys down at the border supposedly keeping us all safe from the brown people.
Allegedly, yeah.
Right. They were holding a meeting here that's 1,200 miles north of the border. go figure. At our public library. They had a little trouble getting a room. Nobody would give them a room, apparently, but then finally the library, they twisted the arm of the library, and the library gave them a room.
I see.
So the police were afraid that something was going to happen since just days before in Chicago there was a big ruckus, and so they brought out, the whole thing, the RV, they had helmets and batons.
Seems a little excessive.
It did to me, too.
Now, was this Minuteman meeting that you were talking about the one that took place at the Logan Church?
Yes.
Okay, just because I went and found the article while you were talking here, so that way I can have some more details in case we need any.
And so what they were afraid of, they were afraid Mexicans were going to show up and protest the Minuteman meeting. If you remember, I called you before and said I was in the march with the Mexicans,
yes.
And instead of being 200 showing up, there were 3,500, and it was peaceful. I mean, there was nothing, no violence or screaming or, you know, nobody got on each other's throats or anything like that.
That's good.
So they were afraid all 3,500 of these Mexicans were going to show up. Well, the director of that particular march that I was in got on the TV news the night before and asked the Mexicans to stay home. So do you want me to wait until after the...
Was there a finale here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on. You can tell the rest of the story here in a moment. 800-259-9231. So a bunch of angry white guys got together. The cops came out, and we'll find out what happened. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yeah. For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both totally free. Freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones. To someone who I believe is one of our dial-up listeners. It's Coffee calling from Illinois. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo Manwich.
Oh, yeah. Make fun of my dinosaur dial-up.
I'm okay.
Letting people know.
Hey, look at you, Mr. Dial-up.
Is that Torgo?
What's up?
Is that Torgo?
Yes, sir.
Torgo.
Yeah.
Why do you make fun of shortwave listeners?
Have you heard most of their phone calls? It's not.
I'm a shortwave listener.
You are not.
Yes, I listen to shortwave.
Now, wait, there's a difference between listeners and callers, Torgo. There's a big difference.
Now, I don't make fun of all shortwave listeners. I make fun of the majority of the shortwave listeners who call in, because when we get kooks, it seems that a vast majority of them are shortwave listeners. So, really, I'm making fun of shortwave kooks like Paula in Florida.
Okay, well, I just didn't want to be included in that group. I mean, you're the guy who said wrestling was fun and real, so...
I didn't say it was real. I said it's not fake. There's a difference.
Okay.
So, you were telling us a story, Coffee, that you went to this Minuteman meeting, these guys that are known for being in Texas and Arizona and that sort of thing, but the border guards, the volunteer border guards, essentially. For some reason, there's a big group of them up in Illinois, and they were getting together for some meeting in the library, and the cops showed up in force, allegedly because they thought there was going to be some sort of violent outbreak. What happened?
Well, the newspaper and the TV reports were pretty varied between the number of protesters and the number of police. I personally counted 12 protesters.
Wait. Are these Hispanic protesters?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, like I said, the organizer of the march was on TV the night before and asked everybody to stay home, you know, just to show that we are all about peace.
Yeah.
And so 12 people showed up. These were 12 who, I guess, couldn't stay away. And I counted 60 police. Now, that was just my count. And the reports on that varied somewhere between 48 and 100.
And
but I personally counted 60.
So pretty much the Minutemen went in, had a little meeting, the protesters were outside, and there was 60 police mulling around the entire time.
Right, and nothing happened. I mean, the police were, you know, their eyes were darting to and fro, and they were looking for people to do something, and nothing happened.
Right.
And I walked up to one cop, and I said, wow, this is great, man. This event went off, and nothing happened. And he looked at me and went, I guess.
Yeah, he wanted to smash some brown heads.
I think they all did, basically.
There was one.
I showed up at 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 hours before the event, on my bicycle to take pictures of the setup.
Mm-hmm.
And a really angry lieutenant got in my face and demanded to know where I was going.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And so I told him, you know, I had nothing to hide. And he said, you will turn your bicycle around and you will leave immediately. He got right up in my face. So,
were you on private property?
No, I was in the middle of the street, actually.
Hmm.
You know, but, you know, that's
disturbing.
My fights.
Now, wait, did you actually go into the Minutemen meeting or were you just kind of...
I did not go into it. The two people that I knew that went into it, one is my friend who's the editor of our weekly newspaper, so there's going to be something honest written about it this week, tomorrow actually. And the other one is the officer with our local Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
He's big with the Minutemen.
Ugh. That's unfortunate.
He's been on talk radio all day. So.
You know, that's what we've been finding is that there's a shocking amount of libertarians that are totally uneducated on this immigration issue.
Right.
And it's really disturbing. Coffee, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks,
once again, to your kids there. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Sounded like he was at a game parlor or something.
He might very well have been.
Lots of action going on.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese? But he was taking the time to call us. Sitting there with his shortwave radio, listening to Free Talk Live.
No, I used to listen to shortwave radio a little bit.
Right, and you're stable.
Yeah. But actually, that's there's pirates that are on.
Pirates. There's pirates on the radio.
There's one.
I know Manwich just did that, but I'm funnier. I think that was really my entire point there. I just wanted to repeat exactly what you said, but
better.
Be better at it.
What's that trick going to turn me into an angry pirate?
Oh. God.
Anyway, there's this one frequency on shortwave that's known for pirate activity, and so when I was younger, I would tune into that frequency. And one time, I actually did hear a pirate.
Was he mid-pillage?
It was WAC Radio, WACK, is what they called it. And they were playing everything from fake songs to just whatever it is they wanted to play. And
sure.
The funny thing was, they were actually giving out an 800 number. Which I would think is a little unusual for a pirate. So you could literally call in an 800 number, and they would send you out a bumper sticker if you heard their broadcast, which is what the shortwave radio dorks are really into. They like to
collect the bumper stickers.
Yeah, collect memorabilia from the stations that they can hear. It's called QSLing. But in this case, it was actually a pirate station giving out a toll free line. So I called up.
So you mean like the WAC radio bumper sticker you've got posted right over here
that's
on the equipment
one.
Rack?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has a funny number on it. It's not
6.955. That's the frequency on shortwave where pirates are frequently found.
Hmm. Yeah. So 7 megahertz.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Hold on, 7 megahertz. How does that relate to the normal AM or FM?
The normal
band.
AM band. Was it 7 megahertz? Is that what it was?
6.955 megahertz is what the frequency was for that station.
It's low. Very low compared to FM.
Does that mean it travels very farther?
Yeah, they were broadcasting from New York.
New York?
And I was in Florida.
Okay.
So, shortwave can be kind of neat, but the audio quality is really crappy. There's fading and hissing and buzzes. And it's really actually kind of annoying to listen to. You have to be a true radio dork. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a cardinal in the Catholic Church encouraging Christians to sue a movie production company. Coming back, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We invite you to our website. Over 1,300 of our listeners have gone to the listener map and added themselves to it. You go to map.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's so many listeners on there. If you try to show all the little plot points where they all are, it'll bog down your computer as it loads them all up. I mean, there's a lot of people there, and you can get on it, too. Go to map.freetalklive.com.
You, too, can be represented by a digital pushpin.
Indeed. All right, we're going to the phones. We're going to talk to Sexy, allegedly, in Sin City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, you know, that made my whole call worth it because that's the first time anybody has ever called me Sexy, you know that?
See, I was actually going to say, you know, as a greeting, hey, Sexy.
Well, that's why I said allegedly, because it hasn't been proven.
Okay, he sounds sexy.
That's the first time.
Did you have a point?
Okay,
I wanted someone to call me sexy. I win.
Yes.
What's up?
I was at Independent American Party of Nevada. It's the Nevada state affiliate to the Constitution Party. An event they had a couple weeks ago, they had their state convention. I didn't attend the whole thing. I just attended the portion.
Mm-hmm.
Is a dinner with Congressman Ron Paul.
Oh.
I never had a chance to actually see him speak in person, mm-hmm. and I kind of forced myself out there because I was kind of tired, and I was like, well, if I miss him, I'm going to I don't think I'll be able to live with myself. I'll be looking back on this forever. I'll be like, I miss Congressman Ron Paul speaking.
So,
but I went out there.
And depression is definitely not sexy.
I no longer be sexy. And I'll tell you,
glad you got that.
I enjoyed Congressman Ron Paul, his speech. He gave a pretty good speech, and it was kind of neat that he even kind of went out of his way at the beginning to point out some of those differences on immigration control with them. But I'll tell you what really scared me, and this is why I didn't want to attend the rest of their functions.
Uh-huh.
And what scares me is the fact that Aaron Russo has teamed up with these people. From what I got from talking to these people, is it the biggest problem, our biggest threat, the most injurious thing to our economic welfare? It's not government intervention in the marketplace.
Oh, jeez.
It's immigrants from Mexico. Okay? They're the source of all our problems. That Mexicans are both, A, stealing our jobs and living on the government dole at the same time.
How could they do both?
That they're driving down our wages. And, of course, I guess my response to that would be, well, if you do your own housework, I guess you're driving down the wages of the people who work at the cleaning companies.
Yeah.
So I think we should outlaw that, too. And then some were even with these evil-looking grins on their face, even joking about the idea of, we got to kick them out of the country, and, we got to build a wall.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, God, these people are like so freaky. They're like, we got to build a wall. Yeah, and how would we do it with illegal alien labor? We'll make them build a wall. And they're serious. And I'm thinking, how can these people, if this is their biggest worry, the fact somebody speaks Spanish somewhere in the United States, or there's somebody from Mexico living somewhere in this country, not on their property, mind you. So that's their biggest concern. I mean, they got nothing to be complaining about here,
Sexy, good perspective, man. We really appreciate hearing from you on that. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Take care.
I'm not as sexy. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you.
The best part about that call was that he was very calm and rational and not, he stayed on topic and wasn't very disjointed. I like that.
I thought it was great. Great points. The Constitution Party, a bunch of maniacs. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the show.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.